learned this year should be a special schus for Avimarni Mirasi, Leonish Basmar says Basa Shumos, Khanabrat Sganama Sata Khanabrat Mayor Zev. Gemara Brachas tells us that we learn from the Pasuk, Khafalafami Bez, Vodatam of Anecha, that a Valkyrie is now that I learn Torah. In Bavakama Pe Bez Amar Aleph it says that Ezra was Mitakin Tentakanas and one of them was Tefillah. So Tosis explains that really it's a Takanas Ezra. And the fact that the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk is just an asmachta be'alma. Later on in the Gemara, it says that they were mevatel tefilas Ezra. And then later on in the Gemara, it tells us various takanas that they made for a baal keri, whether it's a chole who sees unwillingly, for him it's enough to pour water. For a regular person who sees willingly, a healthy person, he needs tefila dafka ayin sham besugya. So the riff brings a mandi amar that there mevatel kana says is only for divrei Torah, but for tefila, for davening, you need tevila. For tefila, you need tevila. For davening, you need to be tovel if one is a baal keri. But he says lav dafka tefila, even rochita betes kav in sagi. It's enough even to be rochit, even to wash yourself in 9 calves of water. This is brought in the tour in Arachayim and Simen Peicha. So we have to understand this sheet. Mechi teisi to be mechalik between Talmud Torah. And tefillah, to say that for Talmud Torah, you don't need to be told. For tefillah, you do. So it's very nice in the Rambam, in Perek Dalet, Hilchos Tefillah, Halacha Dalet, where he says that the Takana was made by Ezra for Divrei Torah, that a Baal Keri is not allowed to learn until he goes to Mikvah, and Beis Din afterwards were Mitakein even for tefillah. So you see that they're two separate Takanos. The Torah mitakanas Ezra, and Beis Din Shachar have taken Wafil the tefillah. So now we understand that even though the Gemara says they were Mevatel Takanas Ezra, that's only Takanas Ezra for Talmud Torah, but not for tefillah. For tefillah, for prayer, that they were not Mevatel, because they're two separate Takanos. We can also explain that the reason the Gemara says that they were Mevatel the Takana of tefillah Ezra for Talmud Torah is because Talmud Torah is not Mekabel Tumah, but maybe tefillah is. So Memela, you have to still go to Mikvah, according to that opinion in the Rif, for Tefillah. However, what we have to understand is, why does the Rif say that it's enough to have Rechitza B'tes Kavin? What's the Makor for that? Beforehand, when we said that there's an Inyan of Tisha Kavin, it applied both to Torah and to Tefillah. And now we're saying that, you don't have to go to mikveh anymore, but for tefillah, it's enough tishakav. And mechi tesi, where does he get that from? So, says Marenu Hagon Rebel Pavarsky Rosh Yeshivas Panovich as follows. Gemara in Brachas tells us that if a zav sees keri, he needs to be tovel, and Rebbe Yehuda says he doesn't, he's pater. Why would he pater? What's pshat in Rebbe Yehuda? Why shouldn't he be tovel? He's a baal keri. For Talmud Torah, you need to go to mikvah. If you're a baal keri, who cares that he's a zav? So we have to say that since be'ikar dinei tumah v'tara, tumah zav is chamor mi baal keri, and be'ikram they're one shame tumah. Adarabah, tumah zav is more chamor. If so, even for Talmud Torah, there was a special takana of tvila mi betumas keri. So even though for Talmud Torah there was a special takana of tvila for tumas keri, nevertheless, if he's also a zav, Tevila is not shayich at all. Should be sold. Din tov of sheretz biyado, that the foundation of the rule that if someone's tovel with the sheretz in his hand, it doesn't work. Pshat is that tevila doesn't help him at all. It doesn't separate him. It doesn't elevate him from his previous tumah at all. If he's still tameh with tumah A, then he can't become Torah from tumah B. Even if Tumah B is a Siba Mechudashis, and that's the way it works with all Tumas, so we can say the same thing, that if a person is a Zav and a Keri, they're both Tumas, so Mamela becoming Tar from the Tumas Keri is not going to help him because he's still Tameh, but Tumas Zav. So we see in Nazir in the Mishnah and Samach Gimel Ayin Sham that even though Tumas Tahom is a mutter for a Nazir, a Tumah that is not Metameim, if it's Tumah that nobody knew about, that was buried deep in the ground, nobody knew about, so if it's Tumas Tahom, that's Hutcher of a Nazir. Nevertheless, if he was Yored Litbo from a Tumah that he knew about, and there was Tumas Tahom there, B'socha Mikvah, it doesn't have a shame Tumas Tahom. And we have to say that the reason is because since Tevilah is not going to be effective for his other Tumah, so it's also not going to be effective. It's also not going to be effective for his Naziris Tikatumah. For his necessity to be Matar, to be Tovel for his Naziris. even though there's a special halacha gabi nazir that tumas tahom is not soser. But here tumas tahom is soser. Why? Because it's soser his days of counting, because since he's became tame from that other tumah, so this tumas nazir that he has, since he's remaining tame for tumah A, so this tumas nazir that he has is going to be is going to remain, because he can't become tar from one tumah if you're still tame with a different tumah. So we have to be ma'ayin more in the Mishnah there, and hopefully Old Chazon Lamoi to get to that Mishnah al kopanim. So we have to say b'das Rabbi Yehuda that he holds that lo shayach tvi'la b'zav shira keri sha'tvi'la lo tovi lo klal af lo tumas keri. He holds that if he's already tamei b'zav, then the tumah, the tvi'la, is not going to help him even for tumas keri. Umemela, they patterned him completely from tvi'la. So now we have to understand how the rabbis are arguing. Are they arguing be'ikar hadin, and they hold that b'chai gavna mahani tefila, the tefila is effective to be mitayr from tumas keri, and therefore he has to go to mikvah? We can say differently, as is mafurish b'das harambam. The Rambam says in the fourth parak of Hilchos Tefila Halacha Dalet, v'lo b'nei tumi b'tayr naguba, ela kedei shlo yu tamidei chachamim mitzuyim etzel nishasem k'tayr nagoilim. The reason we were attacking tumas keri is in order that Talmid HaChachamim should not be with their wives too often. Because of this, they were attacking Tvila for Baalei Keri, different than all the other Tmeim, because here's an inyan of not being by one's wife too often, and therefore they used to say bisman takana zu, that when this takana existed applied, then afilu zav shira keri requires tevila she'ain tevilas, because this tevila is not for tara. So lechor, we have to understand what the Rambam writes lefikach. What is zav shira keri requiring tevila have to do with the yisara takana that shlo yimutsu in etzel shesem katarna golem? What does one have to do with the other? So it's talking about the Zav, Shira Keri, therefore he has to go to Mikvah. What is he talking about? So it would appear lehejim of war b'divrei Rambam that the ikar reason of the Rabbanan that they're arguing on Rabbi Yehuda is because b'emes b'ikar adin they hold Rabbi Yehuda b'ilchus to the b'ilchus to mentaira a Zav, Shira Keri kos man shalos sefer zayin yamin v'lo igiz man taira semizov v'lo alzalot tvila even legabi Tumas Keri. It's not going to help out the tvila of Tumas Keri. That the rabbis hold, but nevertheless he requires tvila. The Rambam explains that they're arguing be'ikar chiyuv tevila zu, that the rabbis hold that it's not midinei tumah v'tahara. You're right, midinei tumah v'tahara remains tameh, but that's not why he does this tevila. Ela shaita takana miyuchedet kedei shelo yu mitzuyim. It's a special takana that the men shouldn't be with their wives too often, and they're mechayev every baal keri to be tovah, called him shil mataro yishis balil. Vein to mitaras tumah v'tahara klal, then do taras tumah v'tahara. This is a different takana. This is that the men shouldn't be with their wives too often. And therefore, the Rambam says that this tefillah is shayach, even mitzav shira keri. So even if we're done, mitzad tumah v'tayra, it emerges that lo also lo tefillah l'tayra v'tumas kiryo. Nevertheless, shayach b'zeh takana she'aseh ma'aseh tefillah l'tayra v'tam v'tayra v'tefillah. So you still have a special takana that he has to be tovel. You're right, it's not going to help him for his care, for his tumah. But it's definitely going to help him that he's not going to be with his wife too often. So there's a special takana here. L'chor, we have to say that that's the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda holds that b'tefila zu it's mitaras tumah v'tayra, and therefore b'zav shira keri shel tovah lo tefila b'tinei tayra shuv patru mitefila zu legamrei. So the Rabbi Yehuda holds that since it's not going to help him al tinei tumah tayra, and that's the reason for the takana, memela they weren't mitakein a tefila for a baal keri who's a zav. But the rabbis disagree. The rabbis hold it's because shloim mitzuyin etzel shesem katarna golem. So therefore, they said that a baal keri should still go to mikvah. Beautiful. So now we have a havana in the machlokas in the mission between Rabbi Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. Now in the Gemara it says that takana says was misbatel. It's Yehuda ben Maserah she'ain devrei Torah mekablim tumah. So it's mashmas. That's the ikar reason they were mivatel the takana. So it's mavur and Tosis above a kama. It's 88, 82a. They asked how is Yudavim Sarah about the Kanas Ezra and Bezin Yochel about the Ravens and Chavero. Ayn Sham Kamate Rutsim Akopanim of War, that's the Iker Tam that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was Mevatel Takanas Ezra, because he holds that Ain Divrei Torah Mekablam Tuma, and it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira's reason, like Tosis Mavakam understands, like the Gemara says, that it was the Iker Tam of Takanas Bittel Takanas Ezra was because Ain Divrei Torah Mekablam Tuma. That's why they were Mevatel Talmud, the Takana of Ezra. However, the Rambam in Halacha Hey there writes, "Of Karbat l'Takana Zushel Tefilah, if Yishalo Pashta B'chol Yisrael v'le'ekol Tzibur la'amud bo." So this Takana was already batel because it wasn't spread. It didn't spread out in all of Israel. The loya and the Tzibur didn't have koach to be omitted in this Takana. So it's mevur b'Rambam that the Iker Tam Bittul haTakana was mipnei shle'ekol la'amud bo. He doesn't bring the reason. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira she'ein divrei Torah mekablam to him. He brings something else. He says the Rambam says that it's because the Tzibur didn't have koach la'amud bo. And not because Ein Divrei Torah Mekablam Tuma. However, B'Sof Hilchos Kriyas Shema, the Rambam writes that the Lo Haya Koch Barov Tzibur Lamud Bo Lefikach Bitlua. But he adds, Kfar Nogu Kol Yisrael Likras B'Torah V'Hein Ba'al Ekeren Lefisha Ein Divrei Torah Mekablam Tuma. So, in one hand he says that Tzibur didn't have Koch Lamud Bo, but then he says that Ein Divrei Torah Mekablam Tuma Tzarech Bir, what's the pshat over here? Is it out Ein Divrei Torah Mekablam Tuma, or is it out that the Ein Koch Tzibur Lamud Bo? So therefore, says Moreno, Agoin Rebero Shlitaf, as follows. That the Ika Mandi Omar that the Rif brings holds, who says that for Tfila you need Nesinas Tishakavim, that Be'emes Shnei Dinim Namru B'Takanas Tfila L'Tamatara L'Tfila. There are two Dinim here, in the Takana of Tfila for Talmatara and for Tfila. Number one, Mitaras Din Tuma V'Taira, and that's Mashem L'Chor B'Sigis HaGemara. So that's number one, that it's because of the chshivas of Torah, you have to have yifir, that's tumas kari. Lack of fear of a person's tummy. However, in the Yerushalmi, we see the reason of shlo yu tami dechom mitsuyim, like the Rambam brings. Ve'inyin zet tzarech lomer v'pashtas, she'eno klal mitaras tuma v'taira. They were in a special siyog and they were mechayivim in this ma'isa tefila. If a person is sick and he unvolitionally sees carry, it's enough to pour tishakavim on him. Only a bari, a ragil, a healthy person who volitionally has carry, he has tashmish, he needs tefila b'tem mechshav. She'im mechamat dinei tumah v'tahara. Lo sheach lechalek klal bein bari lechol elon. So, when you're talking about the din of tum and tara, how can you be mechalek between a dabari and a chol elon? So, tum is tumo. So, from the fact that it's enough for a bari a chol elon, so tishakabin, it must be that mikra din mitaras tara. It's enough to have nesina. And since this tefillah is midraban and they were mitake in a tara miyuchedes, that it's enough to have nesinas tishakabin. But there's another tekana shleita mechamim mitzuyim, and therefore they were mechayvim in the ma'isa tevila. So now it would appear that only because of this reason, they mechayiv a bari amargil dafka betvila, because nesinas tishakavim is a davar matzuyim. It's not a siyag at all to prevent this excessive engagement in marital harmony, as it were. And therefore, even if machmas dinei tumah v'taira, it's enough to have nesina. Nevertheless, because of the siyag of shlo yitam educhah mitzuyim etzel nashem ketana golem, one shouldn't frequent his wife excessively. So they were mechayiv and ma'isa tefila b'mem sodafka, and therefore it's only bebari amargil to whom this time is shaykh. But a chol lonso is no onion of shlo yitam educhah mitzuyim etzel nashem ketana golem. He's a chol and he's lonso. So all he needs is midinei tumah v'taira, and therefore it's enough to have nesinas tishakavin. Gevaldik. V'asher lefize. We can say that when they revadil the takana of tevila, since it's misbar that there are two dinim and taimim, be'ikar ha-takana, din taira and din siyagu ma'isa tevila greida. So when they were revadil, we need a time to mevatel both dinim. So the Rambam says that the reason they were mevatel is because they didn't have koyach lamud bo. So it's nira pashut that that's shaykh only if we require tefillah b'mem sah, but nesina shel tishakavim ain't svar leimar, that they don't have koyach lamod bo. What's the big deal to pour tishakavim on yourself? And if so, since midinei tumah v'taira, it's enough nesina. The din should be l'kol apochos, that we should require nesina. But in the Gemara, it says another reason, because there ain't divrei Torah makablam tumah, and that's bamis the reason lenyan tumah v'taira, that tumah is not shayach to divrei Torah. So now we can say that bamis we need both. That it would appear that for the reason of divrei Torah ain makablam tumah, that's only shayach, as we said earlier, for Torah itself. But legabe tefillah, but with regard to prayer, it's not called divrei Torah, and it is shayach the inyan of tumah and taira. Tumah and taira is shayach to tefillah, just not to Torah. However, we said that when it comes to tumah and taira, it's not shayach to be mechalek between Bari HaMargil and Achole, and everybody holds that it's enough to have Tisha Kabim, and that was the Ikar Takana, that's his Taira. And with regard to the Siyag of Shiloh Yitam Rechamim Mitzuyim, we already said that this Siyag is only if he goes to Mikvah with 40 Sah, because Nisin is an easy one, that's not going to be a Siyag. And the 40 Sah is what the Tzibur is not able to be Omed Ba. And that's what they were mevatel. So, this inyan of lo lo yu tamid chamim mitzuyim meitzel neshasem katarne golem for that we require a memsa, but memsa isn't going to help us. But memsa, excuse me, ain kochat zibur lamud ba. Since ain kochat zibur lamud ba, they were mevatel. And what about the tum and tire aspect? How can he learn ayis tame? The answer is ain divrei Torah makablam tumah. So it works on both ends. You need both. Ain koach tzibur lamud ba, so there's going to be no 40 sa. Tum and tire, there's going to be no tisha kavin, because ain divrei Torah makablam tumah. So now it's Gur Gavaldik, Marib Rabbi say. This Ikaman Diyomar and the Rif. L'divrei Torah, you don't need to feel at all, Maman of Shach. If it's because of the Din Tum and Torah, that's the Din of Yudav Emissary, Divrei Torah and Makablam Tumah, no Tum at all. If it's Al Tzayin, Shil Yutum and Chometzum, Yitzel Sam Katar and Goylim, for that you need 40 Saw, and that's the Dar V'Shen Etzibi Yuchol and Lamud, but Mashen King Tfilah. Even though the gabi the siyag, avshaloi tamin chama mitzuyim, tarin tefillah are equal, but the ain't koach tzibur lamud ba. So in its battle tefillah, we are mevatel tefillah of memsa. But in the chilav of nesin is tishakabim, that's me din tumah v'taira. So even though divrei Torah makabel tumah mikum, nevertheless, in tefillah the din remains that there is an inyan of tumah and taira, and therefore al kopanim you need nesin as tishakabim linyan tefillah greida. And now it's gevaldik this shita. Why you only need nesin as kabim for? And seen as Tisha Kavim for Tefillah. And the Rif doesn't bring it all agabe tefillah, the din of Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra that ain't divrei Torah makablam tumah, because it's tefillah. He only brings it agabe kriya shema. So now this shita is miyusheves, and mir tishem, in the next shir, I hope and pray that we're zocha to see continued niflos mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.